Here's a pretty good Super Bowl trivia question. In Super Bowl I, in which the Green Bay Packers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs, who was the only player from either team not to see action in the game?
I was hurt. I had a neck injury, and Coach Lombardi in the fourth quarter, he got me over to the side and said, "You want to go in for a play? Just go in and come out and say you've been in." I said, "No, I don't want to do that." So I'm glad I didn't, because I'm the answer to a what if question. Who was the only player who didn't play in Super Bowl I? And it was Paul Hornung.
It's been 45 years now since Paul Hornung turned down the chance to get into the Super Bowl I box score. What he didn't know at the time was that he would never suit up again for the Packers or any other team. Doctors later told him that neck injury put him at risk of paralysis if he kept playing, so he retired.
It was funny. I retired on like Saturday, and I was on Johnny Carson show on Monday, talking about it.
Mountains at Santa Anita all the time.
Yeah,
you know, they don't look any better than that.
Were you here?
Hornung, who's now 76, chatted with me and some of his acquaintances last month at his office overlooking the Ohio River. The native of the city's Portland neighborhood has always called Louisville home, and went into business here when he retired. 2 years ago, he agreed to lend his name to an award honoring college football's multitaskers, players who excel at more than one position. At Notre Dame, Hornung was a quarterback, halfback, and place kicker, and also played on defense.
There aren't any players around that anymore that can do what he did. In fact, when Paul played, there aren't many people that could do what Paul did.
The Paul Hornung Award is presented by the Louisville Sports Commission. Carl Schmidt is the executive director.
But there still is a place for players, particularly, as Paul will tell you, at the college level, not the pro level, for players who perform over and above what you would expect a player to do at that level.
This year's award goes to Brandon Boykin, a cornerback and kickoff returner from the University of Georgia. He was chosen from about 15 candidates. If they gave an award for living the good life, it also might be named after Paul Hornung. Nicknamed Golden Boy by a Courier-Journal sports writer, Hornung enjoyed the fruits of his success on the playing field and riches generated by endorsements, and he developed a reputation as a man about town. He was suspended from the NFL in 1963 for betting on football, but was reinstated the following year. Hornung says luckily he had an uncle and business partner in Louisville who later gave him some solid financial advice.
I've spent a lot of money. I guess you would say I'm a spender. But, you know, along the way, I've hopefully invested in some projects that have been pretty successful, and I have.
As for Sunday's Super Bowl, Hornung says he's impressed with the New York Giants, the team that beat his Green Bay Packers to advance to the NFC title game. The Paul Hornung Award will be presented to Georgia's Brandon Boykin tonight at a banquet at the Galt House. Hall of Fame NFL coach Mike Ditka will be the featured speaker.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.